Blog Talk Radio.
Firecracker Frolic Inside Live. Look at it. Now, sit down. But aren't you going to sit down? I'm afraid the chair might collapse. Well, you were supposed to lose weight. What happened? The weight lost me. The weight lost you. What does that mean? That means I couldn't wait anymore. Oh, look, our first customer. Pardon me, sir. Are you an independent lover? What kind of a question is that? What do you mean, am I an independent lover? I got my wife. I don't have to be independent. Oh, she's the boss. And you like that, Ollie. His wife is the boss. Hey, what are you laughing at? What's so funny about that? How'd you like a punch in the nose? Don't punch him in the nose. He's very sensitive. Now, what I meant was, do you celebrate Independence Day? Well, I believe in it. Sure. I have here some of the best firecrackers ever developed. Made in the USA. Guaranteed to blow up every time. Only 5 cents.
5 cents, eh?
All right, well, give me a couple of those packs of those firecrackers. We're gonna have a little celebration tonight. Thank you, sir. Now, you see how easy that was? To sell these firecrackers? Oh, comes another one. Ollie, that's a woman, and she looks kind of old. I don't know. Never mind, I'll handle this. Oh, miss. Miss,
what do you want? Oh, don't rob me. No,
we're not going to rob you. He wouldn't rob you. He wouldn't even rob his own mother. He's not going to rob you, miss. Don't worry. I'll protect him.
What do you want?
So how would you like to buy a beautiful cherry bomb?
Cherry bomb? Now what am I going to do with that?
Well, it's the 4th of July. You take it behind the building or where, in a place where nobody's around, and you light it with a match.
A match? Oh.
It's only 10 cents.
All right, 10 cents. Here you are.
Thank you. Now, you see, that's our second sale. Well, it seems to be going pretty good, Ollie, but it sounds like the music went off. Well, engineer, are you there? What happened to the engineer? I don't know. Now, oh, here comes another live one. Come along, Johnny. Oh, pardon me, sir. I have the perfect thing for you and your little boy. What's that? Great sparklers. You light these sparklers and they go off in different colors. Different colors. That's right. Oh, yeah? Made in the USA. Six in a pack for 25 cents. All right. I'll take six of those.
Hey, Dad. You gonna let me light them?
I'll light them. Don't worry. You stay away from the fire. Well, 10 minutes. Let's see, we made $1.25. $1.25? Gee, that's more than I made in 6 hours. When I was a kid selling my Kool-Aid on the corner. Kool-Aid on the corner. Yeah. Well, what happened? Didn't you open up a big business? No, I didn't. No, I got in big trouble. They arrested me, and they put me in kid's jail. Kid's jail? What's that? That's a jail where you have to stay inside and you can't play any games. Kid's jail. I never heard of that. Uh-oh. Look, Ollie. The three people you sold the fireworks to. Look, they're coming back. You dirty scoundrel! You sold me firecrackers that fell apart and went all over my house with gunpowder. I had to evacuate my home and the fire department came in and busted down my door. You no good. Yeah, and you saw me these sparklers that didn't even work. And my kid was screaming and yelling and crying.
And Master's cherry bomb. What an awful thing. It blew up and it made a big mess and a smell, and I got in trouble, and I gotta go to court. Oh, you dirty, no good shit. What?
Well, I told you, I tried to tell him, but he wouldn't. He said they were made in the USA. Yeah, they were. In our back room. Firecrackers that don't work will make a mess. Oh, we got
what?
We got Jimmy Dinigan coming up. Jimmy, who I got another story. You can disconglobulate that music, by the way.
Okay.
The day that, now, you know, there's no school on July 4th. Everybody knows that. But the day before, Dinigan brought firecrackers to school. Oh, what a fiasco that was. We'll tell you about that.
Did you hear him?
Louie might pop in, we hope.
Okay.
And what else? Oh, you never know. We got a little, maybe get a little Red Fox. At the
now?
Old-time
okay.
Funnies. What?
Okay. I said I could play.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I said I could put on Sanford in front if you want.
Oh, I don't know yet, but
I thought that's what you were saying.
Try
sorry.
To say something stupid or funny. All right, Inner Sight, Frolic, Firecrackers, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, Tom Driven, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, Big East, Akita Rescue.
Well,
Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, on the Big East, and adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004, Big East Akita Rescue. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. All the beautiful children of the world. Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Avanti Oquendo, Corey Foster, Campbell, and all the other these beautiful youngsters that perished over there in Texas. So let these politicians wake up and do something about it. Put
sure.
put a dog at every school with a trained guard to detect fire.
Mostly in New York, we have a lot of them. So
had
a
very interesting experience. I want to relate quickly with a dog. We bought a package today. We bought something. And my dog came up to that package and sniffed it and checked it.
Good.
You know, now, if that package was dangerous, she wouldn't have done that. And she let me
That's
know
right.
that it was all
Definitely.
Right.
Yeah. But I love
And she's not even trained to do that. So if you train a dog in the right way, it's invaluable.
Oh, yeah. You know what they really want only in that case is if they want, like, if you have a special toy and you play with them, with that they love that so much. I remember with my dogs when I used to train them things. The girl was much smarter than the boy, on, you know, as far as dogs
Well, I'm not
go.
Talking about playing with toys. I'm talking about detecting explosives, firearms.
Or ammunition, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
We
All right, Inner Sight. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090, our phone number. This is the Frolics. And, hey, you need dog food, cat food? Call Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. I want to thank Silo and Suffolk Bus Corporate for supporting our cause and helping to keep this show on the air.
Oh, yeah, they really are. Yeah.
All right, let's see. This is the funnies, so we gotta have some fun. Yeah, give me some of that Red Fox music. Let me hear that.
You
got it?
Fun with it. Yeah, I got it. Hold on.
Inner Sight.
Smooth. Here it comes.
One of my favorites. Grady, what's going on here? Oh, I forgot to tell you, we got a house guest. A house guest? Who is it? Oh, it's Cousin Emma from St. Louis. Huh? Cousin Emma? Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. And she said she's gonna make us food and take care of us until your father gets back. And do all kind and clean the house and cook and do any repairs and all that. I don't know about that. Who's this Cousin Emma? Well, she's upstairs in your room. My room? You gave away my room. What's wrong with you? Well, I had to give her your room because she couldn't fit in my room. She's too fat. What?
No.
You're going to break my bed. Ah! Who was that? That sounds like Cousin Emma. What? Man, now where am I supposed to sleep? In the yard? What?
Nah.
Sleeping in no yard? What are you trying to... I'm sorry, baby Lamont. I'm not a baby anymore, Cousin Emma. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry. I try to get up on your bed and open the window, and boom, the whole thing done collapsed. What am I going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down to the lumberyard first thing in the morning. And get some wood and fix that bed. You see, I'm going to make you a nice breakfast. You like pancakes with sausage and buttermilk? And oh, yeah, Cousin Emma. That's good. I like that. Well, I'm going to fix that all for you tomorrow. Yeah. You wait and see. As soon as I get up. Hey, Quitty. Where's that breakfast she's talking about? I don't know, but hey, Lamont, what happened to all our food in the refrigerator? What? Oh, no, she took all that food. Yeah, looks like she's a gold bricker.
Uh-oh.
A gold digger. She took all our food, Lamont. We got to get rid of her, Grady. She's gonna ruin this whole house. She broke my bed, took all our food. Yeah. How are we going to get rid of her? I got an idea. Junkyard itch. The junkyard itch. Yeah. Now, here, put this cream on all over you. And when she comes out, starts scratching and itching like crazy. Grady, I think I got it. Oh, you got it too? I got it. I got the junkyard itch. What's going on out here? Cousin Emma, you don't come near us. Don't come near us, Cousin Emma, because we both got it. Got what? Got the junkyard itch. The junkyard itch? What's that? Well, that's a worm, see? That's a worm, and it gets up in your skin, and, it's terrible. What? Oh, no, I hope I don't have it. Well, there's only one way to prevent it. That.
What?
You got to go upstairs and sit in the tub with some lye soap. Oh, no, I'm not going upstairs. I'm not sitting with no lye soap. That'll burn my ass. Wahoo! I'm getting out of here. I got to get out of here. I'm getting out of here.
Bye.
Lye soap in the tub. All right, in a sight, frolics. Yeah, that was a real skit on the Stephen. So we kind of modified it a little bit, but
easier.
Yeah, how you doing with that Robert Merrill? You gonna be able to get that at the end of the show or what?
I'm gonna try. I mean, I don't think it's gonna be loud enough. I could just ask when my husband comes home. He's out at the moment. Give me another call.
I can't depend on that. Forget it. All right. How about, you know what you do? Run the Able News.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Then we'll see.
What we can do.
Oh, we got to do Gabriel behind the library skit. All right. Able News. You got the Able News?
I have to reopen that. Yeah, hold on 5 seconds
now. All right, in a sight, frolics.
Yep.
Live
Able
from New York.
Saturday.
4th of July weekend.
That's right. I don't know
and
why.
Monday will
fine.
Be off.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, in a sight. Frolic, and you know, a lot of things happen in school when you're a kid. You they stick in your mind. You know, you remember them.
Oh yeah,
remember them forever. So this one day, I'll never forget. Finnegan comes in. He's always late. You know, they gave him detention for being late, but it didn't work because Finnegan liked it. He liked the detention.
Yeah.
Anyway, he comes in with a big shopping bag, see?
Oh.
And he's carrying his shopping bag and Miss Moss says right away, she says, "Jimmy, what's that? Is that your lunch?" "Oh no, I know my lunch. I got my lunch box, see? No, that's very special. You know what tomorrow is, Miss Ma?" "Yes, Jimmy, I know what tomorrow is. 4th of July." "That's right. So what are you doing 4th of July?" "Jimmy, sit down and behave yourself." "I got to put this bag over there. I got to put it in the closet, in the big bag, and everybody's going to have fun with this bag, Miss Ma."
"Jimmy, what's in the bag?"
Janie was sneaking up, you know. She,
"What's in that bag, Jimmy?"
"No, Janie, I can't tell you. It's a secret.
secret. Yeah, I can't tell you.
So we're doing our lessons, you know, whatever it is, the Braille reader, you know.
See
Jane, see. Jane runs. Jane runs after Dick.
What the why?
Dick. Oh, it's difficult. Hey, it makes my the dirty word. And the dirty word is my, I'm supposed to say that.
Jimmy, it's not a dirty word. It's somebody's name.
Dick runs away from Jane.
Miss Ma.
And then Jane is,
Miss Ma, my mother said she doesn't want me to read this book. What? You'll have to get a note from your mother. Oh, I'll have to get a note, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, run, run, Dick. After Jane.
Oh, God.
So in the middle of this, you know, everybody's freaking out. In the middle of this, Jimmy sneaks back to the closet, and he gets this bag out, this big shopping bag out, and he's shaking it. He goes,
and
Miss Ma says, Jimmy, stop that, you know.
I gotta shake it up. I gotta make sure that the gunpowder... is distributed evenly. What? What's in that bag? And
Jimmy takes the bag and she said, dump that bag out on my desk right now. And he goes up to the desk and he dumps the bag out, all these firecrackers, cherry bomb, Roman candles come out. And she freaks out, man. You know,
Jimmy, you could be suspended for this. Oh, no, I don't need suspended. I got a belt. I don't need no suspended, Miss Ma. I got a belt on. Don't get smart.
And she takes all this stuff and puts it back in the bag, and she sends Jimmy to Kramer. With the bag. Yeah. So Jimmy goes downstairs to Mr. Kramer, you know, knocking on the door.
Mr. Kramer, happy 4th of July.
And Kramer says, all right. He's on the phone with Miss Ma. All right. I don't know what I'm going to do with him, but... Oh.
Jimmy, give me that bag. And he takes the bag.
And Jimmy says,
Mr. Kramer, I don't smoke, but you got a match. Never mind that.
He takes Kramer, I don't know, must have turned his back or something, and Jimmy found a pack of matches, see.
Uh-oh.
And he goes out in the hall with the bag. He strikes a match. He throws it in the bag. Boom, 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 boom. And they call the police and the fire department. And they're all running through the hall with ladders and hoses. And
yeah.
And Kramer says, I got to go to the psychiatrist. I can't take it.
is that
drop the match in the bag. Oh man, I'll never forget it. And you know, they I don't know if there was a fire, but the fire department squashed the whole thing. Anyway, that's a true story, folks.
Yeah.
In sight, firecracker. Hey, is Louie on the line?
Let me check if that little guy is online.
Louis Firecracker Lip. Louis the Lip,
yeah.
Firecracker.
Hold on, let me get him for you.
If he's on the line.
Yeah, I can feel it too. No, not yet.
Louie the Lip Firecracker.
Yeah, call him, Louie.
Hey, Louie, if you're listening,
no.
Dial in whenever you want. All right. Oh,
yeah.
Did you hear about the, we got the exclusive live story on this on tape, you know. Did you hear about the guy behind the library?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And he started a bonfire behind the library. So
no way.
He's burned a couple of books that he didn't like, you know. So he starts this fire, and people see the smoke. They start yelling, screaming. Girls are yelling, and you know, a couple of guys say, "Hey, put that fire out! What's wrong with you?" Fire cleanses the world. Cleanses the world. You're a maniac. Put that fire. And there's a big bonfire starts. And he's got girls' clothes on, see, with this big red wig. So he takes off down the road. He starts running. And some guy sees him. Oh, he goes, that's the guy who started the fire. And the wig comes flying off. And his dress gets caught in the wind. And the dress comes flying up. And now the next thing you know, he's running around town in his underwear. And they call the fire department. And they squish the fire. And they're looking for this guy. Description? A guy running around bald in his underwear. They interviewed his brother. My brother wouldn't do that. He loves squirrels. He wouldn't do that.
That don't sound like good work. How many presents?
And they still didn't catch him.
I wonder why.
So look for a bald guy in his underwear. Running, you know, with his ass sticking
running
out. Woo!
They
yeah.
Different ways.
In his sight. All right.
We need a
crack of frolic. Is Louie calling?
Let me check again. I try to do this to give him a little time, but I think we're running out of time.
Let's see. I might be able to try to call Louie. Hold on.
Yeah.
Three, New York. And the Inner Sight Firecracker Frolics. You know. If I can locate Louie's number, I might be able to call him. But I got to find his number. All right. All right. Somebody call in with some good jokes. Yeah. We need some good jokes.
Yeah.
While I'm looking for Louie's number.
Okay.
Give me a little Jackie Gleason music over there.
Okay, let me get to
burst
Jackie
it up.
Yeah,
Jackie
I'm trying
Gleason.
To get. Oh, for God's sake, that window closed now. I got it. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. And away we go. Thank you. And we're going bowling, Ralph. Come on, Ralph. The big tournament, the big night. I can't go home. I hurt my back. We're going to lose. Come on, Ralph. Come on, Ralph. Please, please, please. What's the matter with you, Norton? Care, I'm burning up. Hurt my back. Alice finds out I went bowling. She'll throw me out of the house. Wait a minute. Maybe I can help you there. You're all hunched over. Let me see if I can straighten you up. You crazy or something? I get the thermometer here. Take your temperature there and see if you ain't got no temperature. You be your old, fat old jolly self. Fat old jolly self. Yeah. All right. Just put that in your mouth there, Ralph. Why are you doing that? You mind if I make a small withdrawal from the icebox?
You can't talk nothing.
Wait a minute. So I gotta see your temperature here. I can't see it. Hold it. And maybe if I strike a match and put it up to the thermometer. Norton, are you crazy? Now you made it go up. What is it? 111. Does it have to be you, the primal life? You stupid idiot. It's not my temperature. The match. Oh, yeah. Hey, you all right, Ralph? Slaps him in the back. Got to go bowling, Ralph. Old Freddie's mother is going to be there. Freddie's mother coming in from New Jersey to see her son bowl. That's a shame that he's going to have to see her poor boy lose. And then they got all the things you like there. Three kinds of pizza that you like. And they got that Neapolitan knockwish that you're crazy about. Grr. Come on, pal. Let's go. Neapolitan knockwish. All right, we turned that one around. It's supposed to be the other way. Anyway, is Louie on the line?
Let me check if he's back. If not, we'll act like Louie. Oh, man, come on.
All right. So, nobody on the line, right? Oh, by the way, the number here, 213-816-1650. If you call in, just act stupid.
Just
you don't have to worry about how you look because we're not on television.
Well, I don't see Louie. So
no Louie. All right.
Gotta,
stand by. All right. You hold. Ramble on like you always do. I'm going to the other line.
All right.
To get Louie.
Later. Okay. Well, hello, everybody. Today has been very interesting for me. I literally remembered what somebody told me, you know, oh, brother, you told me, oh, I'm going to stop giving you aid from the Commission for the Blind. And I said, why are you doing that? I'm still, you know, getting all the stuff, you know, from you guys, nothing else. And I've been doing everything that you guys tell me for the last 7 years. Now, that's funny. Anyway, just wanted to, you know, let you know about that. All right. Waiting for Frank to come back on for a little bit. And I don't have a funny riddle
thing, but I'm just...
All right,
Louis
must have forgot. He must have forgot that it's Friday, because there's no end.
Frank,
all right. Inner sight. What?
Frank, would you like me to download some jokes before Friday Night Follies all the time?
Jokes?
Do that. Jokes, all different jokes.
Oh, you got some? Yeah, put them on.
Inner
sight. Right, give me that Jack Benny. You know what I want to hear? I want to hear that Jack Benny. I love that.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Give me that Jack Benny Carnegie Hall. In the meantime, find some jokes.
Okay.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to Carnegie Hall, where we find America's foremost violinist, Jack Benny, playing a symphonic arrangement of Love in Bloom.
Could I have A, please, Professor? That's close enough. if you please, Maestro.
You know, the great thing about Benny was he could keep a straight face through the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. And they laugh.
That's why people would laugh so much, because one of my favorite pieces when he's out on the stage doing his monologue, you know, and some guy sneaks up behind him with a gun, puts a gun in his back, says, "Your money or your life?" And Benny's standing there, looking out into the audience, you know, with a straight face. And the guy says, "Come on, I haven't got all day." And Benny says, "Well, I'm thinking it over." That was so funny. I think that was Mel Blanc.
Really?
Did that. I went to school with Mel's son, Noel.
Oh, good.
And there's some firecrackers outside my window right now.
All right, in a sight. Frolic. I don't know what happened to Louie.
Me neither.
The number here, 213-816-1650. Now, what'd you say? You had some jokes you could bring up or what?
Yeah, I'm going to look now. I've been.
Oh, go ahead. See what you could find.
Yeah, I am.
We could use a few good laughs. Yeah. Yeah, so... Hey, let me go down the week. Monday we're going to be off, 4th of July.
Yeah.
Tuesday's open mic. Wednesday is our nursing home show. Get rid of those. Ugh.
Oh, my God.
And Thursday, Thursday we'll have the show that we didn't have last week, the Third Eye Insight show.
Right.
Thursday. All right.
Okay.
You don't want to miss that. It's going to be a great show. And, of course, Friday is the funnies. Now, what'd you say?
I have some jokes, but I haven't vetted them. They're all, I don't know if they're corny or if they're adult jokes or what they are. They just said rude jokes or corny jokes.
Well, put them on. If we have to bash them off, we'll bash them off.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Just let it roll, as the guy said in that movie, Miracle on 34th Street, when they came in with all the letters from the post office.
Yeah.
And,
these
and,
are
and,
all.
And the evidence that it was really Santa Claus. The judge kept saying, go ahead, put them on, put all the evidence on my desk. Or just put it right on the desk. Go ahead. Right here. And they buried them in the letters.
That was the best part.
It was funny. And he said, if the United States Post Office considers this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it.
That's right.
I remember that line. Beautiful line. I love that. I could have played that part. What, are you kidding me?
Oh, listen to this.
Jeez.
This is cute. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead. Let her run.
Why are men like diapers?
I don't know. Why?
Okay. You're usually full of shit, but thankfully disposable. That's weird.
Hey, that's not a clean joke.
I told you they had adult sorts.
They're usually full of crap, you could say. Did you hear that Howard Stern wants to run for president?
Really? Oh, my.
What a fiasco that's going to be. I was thinking of calling him up. You know, I was on his show years ago.
Yeah, I think you should.
He called me Blind Frank. So I was thinking of calling. Hey, Howard, you need a VP? I'm available. Blind Frank.
Yes.
That way we get all the disabled votes. He might
go
for it.
You know, there's a whole bunch of people getting ready for that pride, and they're saying, this is not pride. And a lot of people are saying the same things that we've been saying. They're advocates, but they're all separate. I think if we join people together, we'll be more powerful. So I don't care.
No,
where's
the pride of all the people that have to get stuck in nursing? Well, no pride in that.
No. They already said that.
Send
online.
Out a tweet about that.
I wish we could, you know, be, you know, this month is Disability Pride Month, and I, the governor,
send out a
tweet.
We got to send out a tweet about that. Anyway, what happened to all those jokes?
You want me to continue reading the dirty jokes?
Oh, you have to read it? No, I thought maybe you had somebody, somebody narrating it.
Jokes.
No narration of it?
No.
All right. So, in a sight, frolics. And let's see. What else we got funny We got a couple of funny things that we. Give me that Abbott and Costello. Let's see. Eight. How much time?
I have to
8:50.
Oh man. Which one? The one with
Any one you got?
Get it. You know me and my vision. No.
Can you get the Who's on first or not?
Yeah, I can maybe. Let me check.
Abbott and Costello, the classic, you know.
Yeah.
Well, how about the Susquehanna? That was funny.
Yeah. S-E-U.
The hat company.
Yeah. Yeah, we never
Susquehanna.
Got
a can you get that one?
Jeez. No. Hold on. Let me just type in.
All right. Inner sight, this is time that Louis would fill up, you know. Now, wait a minute, I got an idea. Hold it. I got Louis on the other line. You ready?
Yeah. This is Louis Rabella and Jerry Lewis and just in the bathroom with Ave Maria and all and the church. The church is in the bathroom. What's going on here? And maybe the church belongs in the bathroom. Yeah, the church and the priest and all that. Yeah, they belong in the toilet bowl anyway.
Louis, don't talk that way about the priest. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, when I was a kid, and the priest hurt my friend. I don't like that. He was mean to my friend. Yeah. Anyway, this is Louie Rivera, and I got the love drops. I got all kinds of love drops. I got mellow. I got abmellow. I got no. I got normal. I got abnormal. I got all kinds of love drops. I'm going to go to the nursing home and give out love drops. Yeah, so Louie's going to go to the nursing home. Love drops at the nursing home.
Out.
Get all the people out.
There you go,
yeah,
Louis.
We're going to get them all out of there. Give them love drops.
There you go.
Thank you, Lou. We appreciate that. And even though you were late, what was that song? That song, I'm late for a very important date. Where was that from?
Oh, I don't remember. It was a play, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, what play was that?
Can't remember. I got a little...
That song sticks in my mind for some reason. I'm late. Yeah. I'm late for a very important date. Oh, Louis would talk about Connie and Chrissy, that's for sure.
That's true.
He likes Connie and Chrissy.
He does like them.
Right.
I want to still get that meeting, but I got to get approval from Senior to do that. I won't let him be in there alone either.
Approval from who?
From Senior. We're going to call if we're going to get Connie and Chrissy to speak with him. We got to really speak with them first to know that, you know.
Invite them on the show.
Yeah, I will.
If they want to be on the show.
That's true.
If you can get them on the phone, I don't know. Anyway, Inner Sight, Frolics, and, yeah, so what else we got? Come on, I need a quickie funny. Funny quickie.
I call this a quickie funny. I get denied for moving on with my stuff with the Commission for the Blind. But then he goes, oh, wait, you went to them? He was so confused. He didn't know what I was asking or anything. He's very confused. And he goes, if you are with them and you're still with them, I'm saying, listen, who's them? That's what he was saying. You are with them.
That's because you're dealing with a bona fide moron. A moron who sees it. Now, there's two different kinds of moron. Let me explain this to you. I went to school. I studied this, you know. There's bona fide morons, and then there's an unbona fide moron. Now, bona fide morons are the worst.
Yes, they are.
Because they go to college, and they get a degree, and everybody thinks they're getting a degree to be a doctor or a psychologist or a social worker, but they're really getting a degree to be a bona fide moron. Right? Now, the unbona fide moron is a lot different, see? That's the guy who learns from street smart. You know what street smart is? Yeah. That's when you grow up. Street smart is when your mother and father hate each other, and then you son of a bitch, get out of here. I wish you would die. Why don't you die, you dirty, no good son of a bitch? And they fight every minute of every day. And don't put that pot over here. I don't want it over here. Get it over there. Then you're driven to the street, and you become an unbona fide moron. See?
Oh, I see.
Because you want to get away from, you no good son of a bitch, why don't you die? Oh, man, I'll never forget it.
What did your father say to that? What did your father say to
that? Oh, he said, he'd say, go on, you smell bad, turn the gas on and end it all. But wait till I get out of the house.
And the kids.
Yeah. Oh, they used to fight every day, man, over stupid things. One time my mother moved a plate, see? They fought over that for 48 hours. I called it the 48-hour plate fight.
Yeah.
Woo! I will be with you next Tuesday, open mic. Look out for the firecrackers, 4th of July. Stay away from the bona fide morons. Unbona fide morons are all right, but stay away from the bona fide ones. They're the worst. That's the ones with the degrees. Those are the ones that want to put people in nursing homes.
That's
inner sight. All right. Thank you. Thank everybody. Engineers, co-hosts, inner sight. Be with you next Tuesday. Open mic. No. I didn't do it. I didn't start the fire.
Oh, no. Thank you. Good night, everyone.